Well, I enjoy using this particular low-power node because it has a iOS app, so I use control it using an iPhone, and all the controls are available and settings and everything, and you can use it in all the digital modes if you want, but I have a different one, a different hotspot for that, so I can just basically leave it set up for All-Star Link and no messing around all the time, and that's what I like. But, anyway, I'll let you go if you are mobile, and I just thought I'd check in and see if anyone's around today from VE5DT.
Yeah, I'll be listening here anyway. Got to go back and do some arranging for my son. He's still on the move here, so moving back home again. So that's the way the cookie crumbles this time around. So we'll see what transpires there. So hopefully we'll hear you on the net tonight and go from there. So you have a good day till we talk again. V5 here, Jim Mobile.
Okay, 73, thanks for stopping in to say hi, and hope you, the day turns out, the evening and everything, a nice one in Saskatoon. From VE5 Delta Tango, I'll be monitoring. Bye for now.
VE5 Delta Tango, this is
Yeah, this is VE5 Delta Tango. I thought I heard a VE3 station in there. I didn't catch the whole call sign, though. Back to you.
VE5DT, this is Victor Echo 3, November Lima Delta from Cornwall with the All-Star Link. How are you doing, sir?
Well, things are fine here. Looking forward to tomorrow, Friday. Happens to be payday for me, and I like to, this time of the year, come home after work and catch up on baseball highlights. Hopefully the Blue Jays can keep on going and everything, and also the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, of course, and the Edmonton Oilers, but, you know, that's how it is. Now back to you, VE3NLD from VE5 Delta Tango.
Great to hear. Not much of a baseball sports fan myself, but also just finishing up work, and today was payday for me. It's great. And, I'm playing around with a mobile radio, newly minted ham, I guess, as a few months ago. And, there's an All-Star Link node here in Cornwall that play around with and see what's active, and I just jump in and say hello. So glad to hear that this node is working, and you can hear me okay. Hope Saskatoon is doing okay with the weather and haven't had anything terrible yet.
VE3NLD, a little noisy on your signal, but if you're moving around and mobile and whatnot, that's to be expected, but still readable, no problem as far as that goes, and looking at some of the things happening in the news today, I guess I better get out there and visit Lake Ontario before it becomes Lake America. I saw that online and I said, is he serious? But apparently, yeah, well, Lake America, that's a new one.
I think I'm I'm making my way home, and I think I'm out of the way of the node is pointed. I think it's pointed due north originally at a repeater, and I'm not really in that line of sight anymore, hence the poor reception, so I'm not sure if you still read me. So we'll let you go.
Yeah, no problem there. A little noisy, but a full coffee, and I understand what you're talking about. So hope you have a good one there in Cornwall area. And I'm a little further north up in La Ronge, Saskatchewan. So have a good one, VE3NLD from VE5 Delta Tango.
Great chatting with you, and enjoy the rest of your day. VE5 Delta Tango, VE3NLD clear.
VE5 Delta Tango, VA3HRY in Windsor.
VA3HRY, I believe it was. VE5DT, back to you. You're sounding good today.
Yeah, VE5DT, VA3HRY, you got the call sign correct. My name is Henry. We spoke a long time ago, and I can't remember your name, but I apologize for that. But the reason I'm giving you a shout is because you haven't heard the best of the renaming of Lake Ontario to Lake America, but you do know that now he's eyeing the Atlantic Ocean and Pacific Ocean, and this is exactly what he said. This isn't a joke.
Yeah, the name here is David in La Ronge, Saskatchewan. And I would imagine it'll be all over the news tonight if you follow TV news and whatnot, and figure out what's happening next, and kind of an amusing situation, renaming a lake. But that reminds me of hearing about friends of the federal government and in Alaska, the tallest peak there, Denali, the Great One, I believe it translates into roughly in the local language, but they decided to name it after a friend of a past president, as I understand it, and lots of people in Alaska weren't very happy about that. So we'll see what happens with Lake America. Back to you.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what will happen, but I hope history shows exactly what is going on down south, and how idiotic this whole thing is, renaming the lake. And of course, the Gulf. I'm sure it still looks the same, regardless of the name. But anyway, David, good talking to you again. I hear you once in a while, and but for whatever reason, I have forgotten your name, but as I let go of the PTT, I remembered it was David. But anyway, good talking to you again, and hopefully we won't hear much more about what's going on with these renaming. It's a show of weakness as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, I said enough. VE5DT, VA3HRY.
Okay, Henry, very good. Yeah, you're coming through good at this end. And yeah, I imagine a lot of people who follow the situation much closer than I do would have lots of things to say and strong opinions. So I'll just sit back over the next little while and see what they come up with. Have a good one in your part of the world from VE5 Delta Tango.
Yeah, just a quick return. My part of the world is in Windsor, right next to Detroit, Michigan, and we have a river going through called Detroit River, and I think I'm going to sign an executive order naming it the Windsor River. Oh, boy. Talk to you later, David, VA3HOY73.
Yes, have a good one there. Thanks for saying hi. And by the way, I always find it kind of interesting, too. In the Saskatoon area, one of our favorite people, of course, is Gordie Howe, who grew up not that far from where I did. And we have a Gordie Howe Bridge. So I saw a video, a guy from Saskatchewan standing by the bridge saying, I thought there was supposed to be some sort of grand opening going on here. This thing's been open for years, so we have our own Gordie Howe Bridge anyway. Bye for now.
Huh. Oh, thanks for telling me, because I had no idea. Absolutely no idea. Very good. So you have Gordie Howe Bridge 1, and we have Gordie Howe Bridge 2. Good talking to you, 7-3.